Yeah, I don't think it was a difficult one to make at all, really. I think it's time for me to prove to people what I can do again. I've had a couple of rough seasons, and I think dropping down with a team that's on the up, there's nothing wrong with that. And I know I'm in good hands with Danny and Nick and the team they've got there. And they're running the team like a League One or a Championship team anyway. So they put in all the work behind the scenes, and I can only progress from here.
I suppose you have to have a lot of trust in them, don't you, as a management team and as a coaching staff, that they feel they can get the best out of you?
Yeah, of course. I think, like I just said, dropping down, it's not an issue for me. I just want to play games at the end of the day. And they said, if you come here and we have a pre-season with you, you're going to give yourself the best chance to be playing games. So it was good to get it done early in the season, so I can have a full pre-season under their schedule. And I know they're going to get me fit. So when I'm fit and I'm sharp, I'll give myself the best chance of playing games and showing people what I can do.
Do you think Lincoln City fans saw the best of Billy Knott last season or not?
No, not at all. I think I was coming in off the back of a 6-7 week hamstring injury, played a few games, wasn't sustaining fitness, was probably lasting 60 minutes and was probably holding myself back a bit. But that's probably my fault and my fault only. But the thing is, when you're coming back from a hamstring, it is hard to get over. But I think now, like I just said, coming in and having a full pre-season is going to be massive. I'm just looking forward to getting started now and cracking on.
And it must be nice for you in the fact that you're joining a new club, but it doesn't feel like a new club. There's lots of familiar faces and it's familiar surroundings as well for you.
Yeah, I think that was a big factor as well. Obviously, the fans on Twitter and stuff have been great with me over the last couple of weeks, and they thought it was going to happen. I think they were telling me it's got to happen anyway. But no, it's good. The fans was great with me here. And like I said, I haven't seen nowhere near the best of me. And hopefully I can repay them this season. And if they stick with me, they'll see the best of me and someone that's going to be fully fit after pre-season and raring to go.
Yeah, I remember that bus tour when I was stood next to you and all the fans were shouting for you to sign. You had no choice, I don't think.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was one of them. There was some interest, but obviously it just took a bit longer than what we expected. But it's over the line now. I'm ready to go and the fans have been brilliant with me. And I've got a point to prove to them and a point to prove in the Football League this season, I think. And at this club, it's going to be the best for me, the opportunity-wise, to kick on and let people know that what I can do again.
And with Alan Power leaving for Kilmarnock, that opens a space in that central midfield for one of you to grab.
Yeah, of course. I think the gaffer where he says if you're training well and you perform well and you have the shirt, you're going to keep the shirt. So everyone's going to be fighting for the starting 11